Well, good morning again. Our scripture today was shared so well, and I want to thank the group for bringing this scripture really alive. So thank you, dramatists. This scripture from Luke is just so juicy. We could talk about several different aspects of this one scripture. Excuse me. from many, many different aspects, including why was Elizabeth barren? Why was she to blame for all of this? And on and on. There's so many different things here I would love to talk about. But I will stay on topic. As we find Zechariah and Elizabeth in our text, they have aged. And because Elizabeth is barren, they have no children. The story and the expectant birth of John the Baptist is the prequel or part of getting prepared for the birth of Jesus. Zechariah and Elizabeth have hoped for a baby for many, many years. The angel really startled Zach. And it seems Zechariah didn't really take the message from the angel at first. Zechariah actually started arguing with the messenger, with the angel, saying, "I'm too old. How can this be?" None of us have ever argued with God before, right? I think we have, right? This was a real wake-up call for Zechariah. He not only was to have a child at an old age, after many years of hope, he was unable to talk about the expected birth until the child was circumcised 8 days after his birth. Once again, hope shows up in parenting. In our book study, we have discussed the importance of fathers and parenting. I wonder how much of John the Baptist's passion for the gospel was nature and how much was it nurture of the father of Zechariah and of Elizabeth, who were startled into parenthood. Maybe we could read between the lines and know his parents, who waiting for many, many, many years for a child, nurtured him so that he was ready to be by Jesus' side and proclaim the gospel. Sometimes the waiting can bring us down. Zechariah and Elizabeth held a heavy burden for many, many years without children. I have shared my lament over gun violence and poverty and racism in the United States. The opposite of hope that derives from fear is despair. Sometimes the waiting is not only waiting, but the fear that can get in the way, the fear that can enter in. Rhonda Britton, in her book, Fearless Living, said, "Fear is the gatekeeper of our comfort zone." Waiting in Advent or any time, our hope is not to be passive. Let us not let our fear get the best of us and stop us in our tracks. We long for a world of inclusiveness, equality, joy, peace, love. We long for heaven on earth. In fact, we pray for it each week. Have you ever heard the expression, "We are God's hands and feet"? Have you ever heard the expression that we are God's hands and feet? I hope you have. Okay, good. God cannot do this alone. Here at University Church, we have places to get involved. Places such as greeting and hospitality. Places such as church and society. Places such as the outreach team, and other places as well. All of these things are open to everyone, everyone seated here or anyone who visits and just wants to get involved. They are open to all. We have these meetings posted in the bulletin so that all of you know you're invited. And if you want to know more about what these groups are doing, please find someone and ask. You can start with me, and then I'll tell you who to talk with. The Church and Society team is working on changing systems of oppression. And the outreach team are the boots on the ground. They're the ones handing out the food, giving the clothes, and giving out diapers. So know that there is a way to get involved and be God's hands and feet. These are open to all. So I also want to level with you as we talk about despair and hope. We need to rent our second and third floor of this building. We need to rent it. We are working on the budget for 2018, and it is looking really scary. And so, oh good. And so we need this. So we need you to pray about this. We need you to pray. How about we, right now I'm deciding this. How about every day at 8:30 in the morning, everyone take a minute and pray together wherever you are. You can be in separate places. 8:30 a.m., put it on your calendar, put it in your phone as a reminder. 8:30 a.m., we are all going to pray that our space is rented, our second and third floor are rented until it is rented. Okay, will you do that with me? That is being active in our waiting. Okay. And so when we rent our space, more can happen. But this is a real thing for us. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. So, that looks like a parking spot, doesn't it? I see hope in a parking spot. Has anyone noticed there is no longer a pastor parking spot on the University Avenue side of the church? Has anyone wondered why is it gone? What happened? Did the pastor move out? Is she not coming back? What's going on? So, what does it say now? It says visitor. I see hope in a parking spot. I am waiting. I am anticipating. I am hopeful that we will have a visitor that comes to this space to check us out, to find out where is God in this? Where is God in my life? And they can easily find a parking spot right next to the building. I find hope in a parking spot. We can feel hope in watching this church grow. We can be a part of growing the church. Well, why would we do that? Because we know the love of God that spills out of us so that we ache to share God's love. We long for others to know this unending love. Let us live in the anticipation and hope that we reach new people on Sunday mornings through breakfast and through worship, on Fridays at our pantry and Friday community, and Thursday evenings at our second worship service that will be beginning in January. We can find hope in Jesus. Jesus taught us to pray. He taught us to love one another, to eat with tax collectors, to give kindness and compassion to a stranger. He taught us that we all deserve second chances and forgiveness. And Jesus showed us nonviolence. This long-expected Jesus gave us and gives us the hope that there will be peace on earth. All people will receive their fair share, and love never ends. And this doesn't happen without God and without each of us. Angels are meant to be a wake-up call from God. Do not be afraid. Today, maybe God is sending you a wake-up call, just like he did Zechariah. And maybe you'll be startled. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when God calls. Stop arguing with God about your call. Stop arguing about your purpose. You are loved. You are equipped. Hope resides in you. You are purpose-filled. Do not be afraid. You have been born for a moment such as this. Amen.